Just on 5 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock here in the Bendigo Bank Studios. Brendan Telfer with you all the way through until 2 today. You're tuned up to your local radio station, RPP FM. Two frequencies, 98.7, 98.3. We're streaming online as well. And if you haven't done so already, get to our social media. Check out our TV applications as well. Let's cross to our first guest, one of our favourites here at RPP FM, Dr. Nicole Yap, International Women's Day Festival coming up at the weekend. Also, of course, Dr. Nicole Yap, Australian Breast Cancer Care Centre founder as well. Dr. Nicole Yap, welcome once again to RPP FM.
Good morning, Brendan.
Lovely that you could join us, and thank you very much indeed for enjoying and joining us on our inaugural first show of 2022. It's a thrill that you're there with us.
Oh, I love speaking with you, and there's so many exciting events coming up, especially down on the peninsula.
It is indeed, but you're going to be investing pretty heavily in the Pig and Whistle in the next couple of days, one of our favourite haunts down here. Tell us what's happening for International Women's Day.
Yes, so on Sunday, the 6th of March, at the Pig and Whistle, which has great environs around it because it not only is based on an English pub, but it has beautiful grounds, with a vineyard and associated wine tasting, as well as they make jewellery on site. So they have now a she shed, and they invited me as part of the Australian Breast Care Centre to come and talk about women's health, which I think is super important, especially in the younger age groups, which seem to be not noted by both the media and the government and, or unfortunately, some of the primary caregivers. So it's a good way of coming with the family, because it's going to be a great family event with lots of activities for the children, including a puppet show and creative arts and music. And I'm going to be slotted in amongst all that, sitting next to the jewellery making group, which is Jumper Jewellery, and I'll be talking about ways to deal and prevent major issues with cancer in those women under the age of 50. So what to look out for, how do we approach our health, our breast health, and a variety of other methods, which is super important because we need to invest in health, because we need to look after our families. And if you don't have somewhat a healthy mother, then it'll be an unhealthy family environment.
Indeed. We're speaking here to Dr. Nicole Yap, founder of the Australian Breast Care Centre. Nicole, I'm really surprised, actually, that given the amount of awareness about breast cancer, that you're really having to take this message up to this younger cohort. I mean, what's going on here? What's the disconnect? And why aren't they understanding that they have a responsibility, as you say, not only to themselves, but those that love them?
Well, currently now in the Western world, 1 in 7 women will develop a breast cancer. That means you will know someone within your family or friends that will have had a breast cancer. But what people don't realise is that just on 23% of these women will be under the age of 50. Now, currently, the government suggests that people should be breast screened from the age of 50. So it's in the minds of everyone, oh, it should be okay, I should be okay until I get to 50, because it's drummed into them, must get breast screened at 50. What they don't realise is there is a large percentage of women that do develop problems. And the problem with that is that when they do develop it in the younger age group, it tends to be biologically more aggressive. And therefore, the prognosis or the lifespan of the patient or the woman that has developed this cancer, if they don't seek help early, is decreased. And so I'm trying to get people to be aware of any breast symptoms they may have, to be aware of their family history, and talk to their GP about this. And if they're not happy with the response from their GP, seek a second opinion.
Speaking here to Dr. Nicole Yap, and ahead of the big event up at the Pig and Whistle up at Mainridge on Sunday, 6th of March, Gates open at 10 a.m. Nicole, this is a very profound message that you have, of course, and I know that you certainly reach out to this younger crew. It's going to be interesting, is it not, for you to be able to get that message out in a festival circumstance? How are you going to do that? How do you reach out to the crew when they're up there at the pick and whistle?
Well, I'm interspersed in between a few things in the she shed is when the talk is going to occur, and that also is surrounded by a number of extremely fabulous music talent, and I think just the people coming to watch the music talents will have to listen to me beforehand, so by default they'll listen. Perhaps I also have a stand outside which will hopefully be showing the film episodes that I have created with my patients to try and get the message across. Because, of course, most people just listen to me and I'm a professional. They think, oh, yeah, this is just going on and on. But if they listen to the people that have truly been through the experience and listen to how they sought help and what they did, I think that's really important. So as part of the Australian Breast Care Centre, that's why we developed these episodes. So it talks about a few things. So some of these women have actually had symptoms in their 30s. They were disregarded by their GP because, oh, you're too young to have a problem. It's probably hormonal. It's probably due to the fact you're breastfeeding. That's why if you're breastfeeding, it could be a blocked milk duct, for example. Well, yes, most of the time that's correct. But some of the time, it isn't. So I am trying to say, look, if you do have this problem, don't assume it's nothing. You must go get it investigated, and then until it has been properly investigated and shown and proven to be, yes, it's a blocked milk duct or it's due to hormonal changes, then only can you walk away. Because the patients that I've seen, and a lot of them are in their 30s, unfortunately, that I showcase in the film, they are saying they came because a friend of theirs developed a problem and they became more alert to their breast health and then sought advice. So instead of having a friend, you've got me as a friend. I'm the friend that you listen to and then you go and get yourself checked. And that's how I've decided, because not everyone has a friend with breast cancer. So therefore, I'm trying to be the friend.
Indeed. And how would people reach out to you specifically if they really enjoy your message, Dr. Nicole Yap? How do they go about getting in touch with you?
Well, they can, number one, look me up on my website, drnicoleyap.com.au, and then they can ask their GP if they feel the need, that there's something really important that they need to seek help. They can get a referral, and if they get a referral to see me, And if it's something really important, I get people in as soon as possible within the time that they call my room. So I'm based at a variety of rooms for the peninsula. I'm at Holmes Glen, which is in South Road, Moorabbin, but also at Mulgrave, Epworth and St Vincent's. The more or less the office epicentre will be St B. So you call one number and we just ask, where would you like to be seen?
I think it's absolutely fantastic that you're taking this message out and about into a festival environment like this as well. Obviously, you're totally committed to this message. And as I said, you're going to be sharing the stage in the Shed Theatre on the day with Tanya George, and also one of our dear friends here at the radio station, Maxon, is going to be there, and Heidi Louise as well. I mean, there's some pretty profound musicians in the age and the demographic that you, of course, your message is appealing to.
Yes. And I think that's super important. And why not combine medical message with the arts? I mean, I love the arts. They will put me to shame with singing, but I can play the piano.
Good. I'm sure you would be absolutely, totally profound on the piano as well. And I think the message is just going to be so very, very important. And really, this is just a fantastic and very creative way of taking this terribly important message out, as you say, not only to prospective patients, but also their families and loved ones as well.
Yes, and I think it's also important, it's not just for women, I think men also need to hear it, because they're usually the ones that push the women to do something. Most women put themselves last and look after their family first, and I think this is important, that you don't put yourself last, you go and seek some advice, and then you can put your family first.
Well, if you would like to hear more and meet in person Dr. Nicole Yap, she's going to be out at the International Women's Day Festival happening at the Pig and Whistle up at Mainridge. Gets underway 10 a.m. this coming Sunday, all the way through until 3. And as Dr. Nicole Yap was saying, there's going to be all sorts of things up there, pottery classes, tarot readings, yoga on the lawn, and live entertainment as well. Plus, you get to meet Dr. Nicole Yap, founder of the Australian Breast Cancer Care Centre as well, with that very profound and hugely important message. Dr. Nicole Yap, thank you so much indeed for joining us again today, Nicole.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Wonderful. This is RPPFM. It is coming up to 15 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock.